German, it's with an I.
I have a multidisciplinary classroom, and my classroom is all connected. Right now, I'm doing Africa with the children. So, in practical life, we have like activities that would bring them back, like pouring sand, because we have been talking about the Sahara, so North, South Africa, like Northern Africa, Central, Eastern, Western. So let's say in a practical life, I would have pouring sand. In art, I have making pyramids, which is also connected to sensory and with math. So we fold pyramids. In math, I have like counting elephants for the first year students. I have books about, like in our library, with language, there are books about the savannah, about the Zulus, about Egypt, Morocco, about different African regions. We have songs that take us to Africa. I put a hand drum in the classroom, like an African drum, so children play that. So it permeates the whole classroom. Today we had like a Moroccan tea ceremony and we learned how to make Arabic bread. So this is also like practical life. Like we had all the children making bread and they all tasted the bread. That's sensorial. We learned how to make tea, and that's like science. You know, like we had to bring the water to boil, and what means boiling water, and then we pour, and we measure how long it took for the tea to taste the way we like it, how sugar dissolves into the tea. So my whole classroom is interconnected. Like I look at a subject from different perspectives all the time. We use the language as well, because children love to say thank you and bye-bye in the language of the country that we are learning. So today during the whole, we're saying some thank you and you're welcome in Arabic and bye-bye in Arabic and in Zebra, something that starts with the sound S and is sand, something that starts with the sound P, that's pyramid, or something that starts with the sound Duh, and that's drums. Something that starts with the sound mm, and that's masks. For example, I don't tell them today in our object, in our basket of objects, we have some things from Africa. I don't say that to them. I just put the objects in there. For snack, we have couscous, but I don't really tell them, well, we have couscous because we're studying Africa. I just put couscous for a snack. So there is this natural simulation of knowledge that comes through emotions, and they will mention things that they learned, or they will make associations. That's a way of accessing and receiving feedback.